Nachman Tesim and Aleph, the Gemara, the Amud starts with the halacha that a Tumen has to be before the Pesach. That's the halacha. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk because Yuchu Davish Nemu Bei Be'erev Ubein Arbayim Midavish Lonemu Bei Lebein Arbayim Levad. Since the Karban Pesach says both Erev and Bein Arbayim, and the Karban Tumen only says Bein Arbayim, it must mean the Pesach is later. So Mechaschinich Mitzvah A. It says very interesting. It says like this. It says the Gemara never says is a din that the mitzad, the tumen and the pesach, that the tumen has to come before the pesach has to come after the tumen. The Chayyim, the pasuk just says, gives it zman for the tumen. Bein arbayim. That's an earlier zman. And that starts chetzos. It gives it zman for the pesach. Be'erev and bein arbayim. That's a later zman a little bit. When is it? I don't know. Let's say it's an hour after Chatzayis. We don't know for sure exactly when it is. But it's later than Bein Arbayim. The Erev of Bein Arbayim is later than Bein Arbayim. Okay. So now we know the Tamid, the Zman Ascholos Tamid, is earlier than the Zman Ascholos Pesach. But both of them go all the way to Chashecha, right? So let's say now we're holding after the Zman of the Erev of Bein Arbayim. We're holding now 2 hours after Chatzayis. Which one should you do first? How do you know? All the Pasuk tells you is that Tamid is Bein Arbayim, which starts Chatzais, and Pesach is Be'erev in Bein Arbayim, which starts a little later. But if I'm already after the Zman Ascholos Pesach, I don't know which one to do first. Mechateisa. And the Mishnah's Levur, no, you always have to do the Pesach first. Ad Kedei Kach, the Mishnah says that Erev Pesach, Shekhalas Be'erev Shabbos, I gotta do the Tamid way early, because I have to do the Pesach way early, and because the Sli is Pesach, not the Erev Shabbos. Why? Why not do the Pesach before the Tamid? But he says, no, you always have to do the Tamid before the Pesach. Why? Well, the drush is just that Tamid is Bein Arbayim, and Pesach is Be'erev Bein Arbayim. So it means that the Zman Ascholos Pesach is later, but now it's already the Zman Ascholos Pesach. I don't know which one to do first. The Zakta Minchas Chinuch, Taisus asks Akasha, why do I need a Pesach to tell you that the Tamid is before the Pesach? Tadr Kaidim. Tamid is Tadr. Tadr Kaidim. Tadr Shenit Tadr. Tadr Kaidim. And for Taisus, because without the Pasuk, I would say this, I say Dashlama. Can't bring any carbon after the Tamid should be nearby. The Pasuk teaches me there's no I say Dashlama. Oh, says Akhtim and Cheskinich, really the Pasuk just tells you the Tamid is Bein Arbayim, the Pesach is Erev Bein Arbayim. And how come the Tamid's first? Not mitzad the Pasuk. But since after the Pasuk, I know there's no Asay Dashlama, because the Talmud is Bein Arbayim, and the Pasuk is Be'er Bein Arbayim, so there's no Asay Dashlama. Haida, there's no Asay Dashlama, so Mamela is Pasha the Din of Tadr Kaidim. And that's the only reason why you bring the Talmud first as Tadr Kaidim. Not because there's any special Din mitzad the Talmud mitzad the Pasuk, Tadr Kaidim, the regular Din of Tadr Kaidim. You need the Pasuk to tell you there's no Asay Dashlama. That's like the Menchus Kinnik, and he says, Lefi Zeh, let's say there is no Tamid. When's the earliest time you can bring the Karban Pesach? Still tell me Chatzais. Or Sheishu Machzah, because you have to wait half hour after Chatzais. I'll tell you no. Pesach has a later time. The Erev Ubein Arbayim. So you have to wait an hour later. I know exactly how much time later. He says, you have to wait later. That's the din. Pesach's time is later. Now he's masking b'di'evin yoytze b'chatzais. First the Mishnah. Shachte kaidim Chatzais pasul, the Mishnah says. Right? It's a minute after Chatzais is kasha. The Al-Kopanim, the Chetchil, it is a din of Erev Bein Arbayim. Ad kan, the Minchas Chinuch. So Rav Shach, Navi Ezri, Hilchas Karban Pesach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Daled, asks two very stark akashas of the Minchas Chinuch. First of all, he says, if you're right, that all the Pasuk is saying is that the Talmud is Bein Arbayim, Chatzais, and the Pesach is Erev Bein Arbayim, sometime after Chatzais, that's what the Pasuk means. The Pasuk doesn't mean that the Pesach has to come after the Talmud. And why does the Pesach come after the Talmud? That's the parsha of the din of Tadr Kaidim. Once we know there's no Asay Dashlama. If that's true, where do you know there's no Asay Dashlama? Where do your Pasuk tell you there's no Asay Dashlama? The Pasuk says, Zman Talmud starts Bein Arbayim. And Zman Pesach starts Bein Arbayim. A little bit later. Where do you know there's no Asay Dashlama? Maybe the din is you always have to do the Pesach before the Talmud because of Asay Dashlama. Just because Zman Pesach starts later, Zman Tamid means there's no Asay Dashlama? Where? If somehow the Pasuk is teaching you a din, Erev u Bein Arbaim has to be after Bein Arbaim no matter what. Not mitzad the din of Tar Dekaidim. Be'etzim. So that tells you there's no Aseid HaShlomo. But if it's not, it's not what it says. That's not the pshat. Bein Arbaim is a time. Be'erev Bein Arbaim is a time. Later time. But it doesn't say that the Pesach has to be after the Talmud. So maybe forget. Maybe the thing is the Pesach has to be before the Talmud. Because if I say it in HaShlomo, where do I see in the Pesach? There's no Aseid HaShlomo. Shtaker Kash. Next kasha of Shachas, if the Erev Bein Arbaim is a time, so it should be Ma'akev. Bein Arbaim is Ma'akev, right? Shach Tekhanu Chatzais is puzzle. Why isn't the Erev Bein Arbaim Ma'akev? If the Erev Bein Arbaim is just telling you the Pesach has to be after the Tumen, so I understand. That's not Ma'akev. Just because it says a din, you need Shinel of a Kas of Ma'akev. But if it's a time, Bein Arbaim is a time is Ma'akev. Shach Tekhanu Chatzais is puzzle. So Bein Arbaim also should be Ma'akev. He also asks another kasha from Megmar and Zvachim, but he says it's very shveid in Mechaskin at these two kashas. Vice states know that since once is Bein Arbaim and once is Be'er Bein Arbaim, the time for Pesach is no such time of Be'er Bein Arbaim. Doesn't exist. If there is no time, it's Shechter right after Chatzos. What Be'er Bein Arbaim is teaching you that the Pesach has to be after the Talmud, Be'etzim. Now the Raya into Rav Shach from the Rishonim and the Pe'im and Alf. The Gemara in there says, how do you know there's an Issa Chametz after Chatzos? Rabbi says, because the Sishan al Chametz Dam Zivri, that you shouldn't shech the Pesach and the Chametz should be kind. The Gemara says, maybe everybody, in time that he shechs the Pesach, he can't have Chametz. So I think the Gemara is, man shkit the Kamer Achman. In fact, Taisus is man shkit is not Chatzos. This is the way Taisus asks the Kasha. His man shkit is not Chatzos. You have to do the Tumid first. The Tumid is Chatzos. You can't do the Tumid before Chatzos. So the Tumid is Chatzos, and Tumid takes time. So the male is manshkit is not chatzais. His manshkit is after the tumen. The tumen is by chatzais. So his manshkit is later. And for taisus, since b'di'evad yaitz after the tumen, before the tumen, I mean, it's called his manshkit. The Ram Chalava says his teretz that since b'di'evad yaitz before the tumen, so chatzais is manshkit. And then he says another teretz. This manshkit is chatzais. Ah, you have to check the tumen first. That's a technical problem. That's not this man. The Zman is Chatzos. You happen to have a technical problem, you need the Talmud first. But that doesn't affect when the Zman Shechita is. So, the Maram Chalav is Mufurish Nagdi Mechaskinach. He says the Zman is Chatzos. He doesn't say that the Erev Bein Arbaim makes the latest man. And that you have to wait till after the Talmud is a technical problem. But even Taisus, I think, is saying like the Mechaskinach. Because Taisus doesn't ask a Kasha. Taisus asks, according to Mechaskinach, Taisus has a different Kasha. He shouldn't ask that you have to do the Talmud first. He should ask a kasha. This man Pesach is not Chatzos. The Gemara says this man Pesach is Be'erev Ubein Arbaim, which is sometime after Chatzos. Why be telling me this man Pesach is Chatzos? And then Taisus should answer. But by the end of the Yetzir by Chatzos, Be'erev Arbaim is Likuva. Be'erev Ubein Arbaim is not Likuva. So Melech, by the end of the Yetzir, right after Chatzos. That's why it says not. But Taisus doesn't say that. Taisus says, how could you tell me the Pesach's man Pesach's by Chatzos? You have to shech the Tumen first, the Kuntis is man is later. So Taisus answers, because shech the Kainim at Tumen b'di'evad yaitzah. So Mela, that's a raya. That means it's man Pesach b'di'evad is from Chatzos. But it sounds like even the din l'chachil is not l'chachil is a different zman. L'chachil is a din Tumen should be first. Mamash not like a l'chachinach, mamash like a shach. Got it, Zerah Avram, he was the Arsenex, son-in-law, and also the Chemnitz Yisrael, the Meir Dalplatsky, they both bring the Melchizedek, they say the Yerushalmi here has a pasuk telling you, Yerushalmi has a Havamina, that if you shech the Pesach before the Tumid, right, not supposed to, so it's after the Tumid, shech before the Tumid, there's a Havamina, the Tumid becomes pasuk. Where it says, Talmud Leimer, a pasuk to teach you, even if you shech the Pesach before the Tumid stays kosher. If you're going to say like the Minchas Chinuch, it's only a din of Tad Kaidim. What's the Havamina of the Talmud should be possible? Elamai, it's not. It's a din in the Pesach and the Talmud that the Pesach has to be after the Talmud.